He said he wouldn't fight, said he didn't believe in fighting, you know. It was his Christian, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And so he said, I won't fight. Said, you can kill me. Said, but you can kill me if you want to. Said, but I ain't going to kill nobody. And he told him, he said, you can cut my head off, said, right to my shoulder. Said, you can cut my head off to my shoulder. Said, and I ain't going to kill nobody. Said, it's not right. And Uncle Garfield and him, and that, the only way they could cut them out, they called them crazy just to get by, to keep from having to go ahead
having
and
to,
send them on
send
in.
Them on in, yeah.
But,
well, did it have, did it have a porch on it?
We had a little bitty old porch on the north side of it.
Uh-huh.
Just a little bitty old thing.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of what you'd call would be a little platform to lay wood on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not much bigger than that then. So basically it was just one big room, more or less.
Yeah,
with
that's
the little
all
side
it was.
Room. Mm-hmm. Well, in those days, you know, when people had a, when they had houses that had several rooms, what would they call the rooms that they'd sleep in?
Oh, they just call them the living room or the bedroom or the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it were to cook, they called it the kitchen, mm-hmm. And the mm-hmm. bedroom.
Well, did, where would they cook, like in this house or where you live, if it was just the
they
one
cooked room? In the side room.
Oh, they cooked in the side room.
Use it for a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I see.
That is mine. That is mine. That is mine.
And, in this, how was this house heated? Just by this big
fireplace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only way
that was the only way they have, wasn't it?
Well, the other people had a stove, but we just liked the fireplace,
yeah.
Because it was, well, we liked it to watch the fire burn, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Well, what would you call, what did y'all call that open area, like in front of the fireplace that was in the floor that you...
Well, we just called that the fire box or whatever,
mm-hmm.
for to put the wood in. Mm-hmm.
And then that flat area that, oh, you know, sometimes...
The hearth?
Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Called that the hearth.
And then, again, those metal things that you were telling me about before.
Fire dogs.
Yeah. And then, like, up above the fireplace, like a shelf to put things on, people call that...
The arch.
The arch. Oh. Hmm. Well, would your parents, do they say that's what they call it, the arch? And would that be, would that mean the same thing as a mantle?
Yeah.
That'd be just the same thing as what I guess a lot of people nowadays...
The arch rock. And, well, the arch rock is the rock like this.
Oh,
that,
I see.
That stands on the jam rock. See, they've got... Oh. We had big old jam rocks about that biggest square.
Mm-hmm.
And then the arch sat right on top of that. And the mantle then was supposed to lay on top of the arch.
On top of the arch. I see. Did you ever hear anybody call that the fireboard?
No, it's just...
Just always
mantle. We just always called it the arch, but the mantle was on top of that arch there.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a great big piece of wood that you might put in the fireplace and burn for like several days at a time?
Well, we always called it a backlog.
Mm-hmm. And what about the little wood that you'd use to start the fire, little pieces of wood? Like you'd use, well, in that stove, I guess.
Well, we never did have no special name for that only.